Welcome to Prayer 2.0 with Pastor Paulette Bourne. The power of praying the word. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 through 17 tell us that all scripture is God's breath, and they are useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good word. The power behind the word is God. It is God's breath. Therefore, it is God's word. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, it says this: Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God spoke to men, and men wrote as the Spirit of the Lord led them. Over the years, I have found that praying God's word is the best way to pray. Praying God's word is more powerful than any word I could conjure up by myself. Reason why praying the word works best. Number one, God watches over his word and hastens to perform it. Jeremiah 1 and verses 12 says, Thou hast well seen for, I will hasten my word to perform it. When you give God back his word in prayer, you're giving him permission to hasten his word and to perform it. Number two, God honor his word above his name. Psalms chapter 138 and verse 2. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God wants to answer all prayers that are aligned with his will. His will is his word. His word are his will. God's word is his revealed will, and therefore he will always honor his will. Number three, God's word doesn't return to him void or empty. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 through 11 says this: For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and return not, but water the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things I sent it. God always honor his word, so that it never returns unto him void. Number four, God's people, both in the New and the Old Testament, they always prayed the word, and even Jesus prayed the word. In Nehemiah chapter 9 verses 5 to 37, that prayer that Nehemiah prayed was scripturally in form. And in that same prayer, they quoted Exodus chapter 34 and 6. So this is nothing new. In the New Testament, in Acts chapter 4 verses 23 to 31, and in Acts chapter 24 to 26, the prayer that was prayed was also scripturally in form. And in the middle of the prayer, they quoted Psalms chapter 2 verses 1 to 2, and also Psalms chapter 4 verses 1 through to 11. Jesus, when he prayed in Matthew chapter 27 verse 46, he quoted from the Psalms, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalms chapter 22 and verse 1. Praying God's word refreshes us intentionally and enables us to live radically for God. When you pray the word, you understand how God views you and how he views others, and wants you to view yourself and others. We need to be grounded in what God thinks of us and not what the world thinks. And praying God's word will do that. It will help you to be grounded in the word of God. Praying God's word can have a dramatic effect on your prayer life, and when you gather for corporate prayer, praying the word will help you to grow in biblical knowledge. praying the word can mean reading from the Bible or reciting scripture in prayer and allowing the meaning of that verse to become your prayer. It is praying scripturally informed. You can also use the words from the Bible and you can pray scripturally informed. The fifth reason. We are told to remind God of His word. And in Isaiah chapter 43 and 26, it says, "Put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. State your case that you may be proved right." This is like wrestling with God, as Jacob did. When we put God in remembrance of His word, we are saying, "God, your words are right and they are true, and the world stands is false and must be aligned with the truth of God's word." Are you willing to wrestle with God like Jacob by honoring and praying His words? The sixth thing, God anoints His word. Isaiah chapter 10 and verses 27 says this, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." God anoint His word. And as we pray the word over ourselves, over people, over places, over situation, over circumstances, over the sick, over the lame and the lazy, there is anointing of God upon the word. And that anointing goes forth and releases people from bondages and burden, the yoke of the enemy, and the yoke of the enemy from off our lives and the lives of others.